Well, how you doing? Zach Costin,
TJ Laramie,
Adam Henrique,
Joe Siddle, Megan
Augusta, Tyrone Crawford.
Holy mackinaw, you're listening to Wind City Sports.
What up, everyone, and welcome back to the Wind City Sports Podcast, Windsor's only local sports podcast, presented by Amherstburg Chevy Buick GMC. Wind City Sports is Windsor's only local sports podcast, every Monday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere podcasts are found, weekly featuring interviews with local athletes, coaches, entrepreneurs, and more, as well as breaking down local sports news. My name is Drake DeMore, and I'm your host for the Wind City Sports Podcast every single week. You can find us on social media at WinCity_sports on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, WINCITY, Wind City's all one word. Easily be able to find us. Give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever it may be, and a review rating on any app you might use for podcasting or social media. And after skipping a week due to being on the IR, we are back for Monday, March 21st, 2022, episode 248 of Wind City Sports. So a little under the weather last week had us push this episode back a little bit, but there's lots to talk about. We did miss a lot this week, lots to get caught up on, and a great guest to talk to as well. Did some interviews over the last couple days, or weeks better yet, and this one I'm looking forward to getting out. Unfortunately, a little bit of technical difficulties in the recording, but nevertheless, we're going to hear a great interview today with a local guy who's set to make his pro basketball debut with the Windsor Express. We'll get you caught up with the Express today as well. But we do have a great interview with a local guy, a St. Clair Saints basketball alumni as well, and soon to be pro basketball player right here in his hometown is Shawan Anderson. We're going to bring Shawan on the show shortly to talk about, you know, growing up in Windsor, the basketball community here in Windsor, playing for Herman, just like our previous guest, and Dario Milojevic, who was on the show 2 weeks ago. Telling his story about, you know, playing for Herman, playing travel basketball in Detroit and leading him to D1 and D2 schools. But anyway, we're going to talk to Shawan Anderson this week on Wind City Sports, and he's going to tell us about, again, the basketball community here in Windsor, playing for St. Clair Saints and, you know, the team there and what he was able to see and do. He did play elsewhere as well, so talk about getting that experience and now getting the opportunity to play pro right here in his hometown with the team that he used to watch growing up, volunteer for too, as well as we talk about. Crazy that the Express have been around long enough for someone to watch them in grade school or high school and now be able to play with them. Crazy to think, you know, we've had the team for that long. Before we get into the interview, I'll break down a little bit of sports news on our Spitfires and Express. But before we get into that, I want to tell you about Amherstburg Chevy Buick GMC, the official sponsor of the Wind City Sports Podcast. Located on Sandwich Street South in Amherstburg, they have great deals right now on the new 2022 GM Terrain and 2022 GM Enclave. And although it might be tough right now, but if you're looking for a used car, they got them too. Amherstburg Chevy Buick GMC is proud to serve drivers all throughout Amherstburg, Windsor, Kingsville, LaSalle, and beyond. They believe in providing top quality service to everyone that walks through their doors. And this includes assistance with picking out a new ride, financing it, and keeping it in top quality condition. Check out AmherstburgGM.com or the showroom on Sandwich Street South. That's Amherstburg Chevy Buick GMC. All right, so it's catch-up time. Let's talk about the Windsor Spitfires a little bit quickly. In the last 2 weeks since we've been gone, I guess you can say, seven games, and the Spits took five of them, 5-2 in the last seven games. More recently, we'll go off of the last week. After losing at home to Sarnia last Tuesday, the Spits picked up an overtime win in Owen Sound the following day. And then on Saturday, they were in Flint to take on the Firebirds, defeating them 6-3. We'll talk a little bit more in depth about the Spitfires later on in the show, but currently their next game will be Tuesday as they welcome the Kitchener Rangers to the WFCU Center. From there, they will also have a game on Thursday against Saginaw, and then be on the road in Sioux on Saturday and Sunday. Now let's do a little bit of the Windsor Express before we get into our interview with Shawan Anderson. We will talk about the Express and the Spitfires a little bit later on, as well as the Lancers, the Saints, and much more to talk about with a lot of our local athletes. But last Saturday, the Express picked up another win over one of the TBL teams, the Kokomo Bobcats, in a 114-100 final. From there on Sunday, they went up to London and lost to the Lightning, who are on a freaking roll right now. I think still undefeated. And on Friday, they were at home to take on the Kitchener-Waterloo Titans, losing 104-84. Coming up next, they actually are playing right now as I speak against the Sudbury Five. Their next game is going to be Friday in Kitchener-Waterloo. This starts a road stretch for the Express. From there, they go to London and then back to Kitchener the following week. Their next home game, April 1st, April Fool's Day, Friday, April 1st at the WFCU Center, taking on the Kitchener-Waterloo Titans. And I'll see you there for that one. Hopefully, we'll also see Shawn Anderson make his debut for the Express, hopefully before that. And if not, at home at the WFCU Center. So let's get into this interview now with a local basketball player, Windsor Express player, committed to the team, injured right now. So you will hear more about that, about why he hasn't made his debut yet. But a local guy, one of our Windsor Express, Shawn Anderson. Here we go. So right now, I'm joined by one of Windsor's own. He's a Herman grad and St. Clair Saints basketball alumni. Now set to make his pro debut in his hometown, Shawn Anderson. Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Like I said, local guy, set to make his pro debut, but bummer, got injured early on. But how you been feeling lately?
I've been feeling all right. No, I've been taking it day by day. Been doing physiotherapy with some of Canada's best, you know, workers and stuff like that. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks, I'll be good enough to start playing.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing that, man. It's terrible timing, but I'm sure you're happy to be where you're at. I understand you've been an Express fan for some time as well.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've been an Express fan since basically like high school days.
Yeah. Day one, then, you know, it's kind of crazy to think that like the Express have been around long enough for like so, like a kid to watch them and now be able to play for them.
Yeah, man. I mean, like even just watching when I was young, I remember when I was younger, even just watching them play, I was like, yeah, I want to play with these guys, man. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Kind of like a dream, long time dream.
Yeah, and to see it in your hometown too, right?
Yeah, that's the best part about it is I can play in front of like my family and my friends, you know, represent my hometown.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess that was kind of one of the factors, like you had mentioned, kind of being around the Express kind of got you into that mentality to say, like, hey, this is what I want to do, right?
Yeah, no doubt about that. That's basically what I was looking forward and looking towards in the future, so.
Yeah. Well, it's all worked out, yeah. And you used to volunteer for them, too, I understand.
Yeah, I used to be one of the kids that just yeah. Went passing the score sheets and score papers to the coaches and stuff like that when I was about, like, I want to say grade 10, grade 11.
That's crazy, man. Again, that's the first of Windsor, you know, to be able to volunteer for our basketball team and now to be playing for them.
Yeah, man, it's pretty cool, man. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine. And again, like we kind of talked about, it's mostly because, you know, you're a local guy, going to be playing in your hometown. And this is where it all started. Like, are you born and raised in Windsor? Just tell me a little bit about growing up, I guess.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Windsor. I went to, when I was in elementary, I went to Carnation, and then I ended up going to Herman. And I ended up going to Herman because I kind of got recruited there. And also, I had a couple cousins that used to play for, like, the football team and stuff like that told me to go there. Like, for example, Arjun Calhoun.
Mm-hmm.
He told me, like, you know, come to Herman, but listen, now we got a good basketball program, this and that. So I was like, all right, cool. Like, I'm gonna go to Herman. And then, you know, as time went on, like, I just continued just started playing for Herman, you know, and just, that was basically throughout my whole high school career was, you know, just, I had my eyes set on just playing for Herman. That's it. Like, I didn't really want to transfer to any other school or want to do any of that, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, in Windsor, I mean, Herman's a great school to go to for basketball or football or whatever it may be. So you're in the perfect spot to kind of prep yourself.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, Herman's always been one of the best, like, basketball schools in Windsor. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I remember coming out of elementary school, I knew that, like, if I were to go to Herman, I'd have, like, a lot of players there that, like, you know, like, that mentor me and, like, I can learn from. And even the coaches I can learn from, because they've been teaching there for a while, so they have enough experience, you know what I mean, to lead me and guide me in the right path during my junior years and senior years of high school. So
yeah, And that's exactly what you need, especially at that young age, some support, you know, on the court and off the court too, right?
Yeah.
Everyone needs it, especially high school kids. But speaking of high school kids, actually, I just had Dario Milojevic on, or Milojevic on the show. I'm sure you know him, Herman kid and a basketball player, right?
Oh, yeah, 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 I know him. I mean, I watched him too growing up a little bit when he was in grade 9 to the player that he is now. Like, he's improved a lot since the past years I've seen him. So, he's another kid where, he went to Herman, it was a grade 9 year, he was a youngster, he needed it to, teaching. People to teach him, mentors to just sit there and guide him, and then you end up developing into a good player that ends up playing for Division One. So, and that's a big accomplishment.
Oh, huge. Yeah, from anywhere, yet alone from Canada, right?
Yeah, So, I didn't even go D1, so the fact that he went D1 is, it's a big accomplishment for him.
Oh, yeah, and for our area, man, that's the thing, two in 1 week, talk to yourself and I talked to Dario. Guys from Windsor who go on to rather play D1, play pro, whatever it may be. So it just kind of shows, again, maybe talking a little bit more about Herman as well, that anyone from Windsor can do it. We have a lot of alumni out of our high schools that have went on, and you guys are prime examples of that.
Yeah, 100%, man, 100%. And we hope we can continue, developing players from Windsor to continue releasing athletes from Windsor to and fulfill their dreams of becoming not even just a basketball player, but just whatever they want to be in general, sports in general,
Yep.
So.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'd love to see more of these sports grow. Basketball's huge, but in Windsor, can definitely use some work, and in Canada alone. So it's great to see these things improve. But really, it's wherever that person wants to be, whatever they can do, and if they can and want to do it, let's get them there, right? So. Again, having that support is huge.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with you.
Sweet, man. And again, to kind of keep it home, too, you played your years and did your school at Herman, but then went on to St. Clair as well. How did you end up kind of getting on the Saints?
From what I remember, I ended up going to Oakland Community College first for about a month or so. Yeah, and played basketball over there, and then stuff ended up happening, so then I ended up coming back to St. Clair, and during that time, Rick Tate was going to be, the coach, so I ended up contacting Rick Tate, telling him, I want to play for you guys, this and that. He told me to come out, and then I ended up making the team, and then, that's how I ended up playing for St. Clair.
Obviously here in the OCAA, having, a later season start as well gives you that ability to kind of do stuff in, September, October. And then, whatever happens, you could come back home.
Yeah, that's really how.
Yeah. Again, every experience is worth it, and it's about the experience. I didn't know that you went over to Oakland. So I'm sure that, again, as coming out of high school, that had to have been quite the eye-opening, but yet probably pretty fun experience as well.
Yeah, it was for the 1 month I was there, I actually learned a lot, too, because it's different competition. The guys over there are, they're playing for to get a spot on the team, and not just on the team, but get a spot in the pros league.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a different atmosphere, more competitive. It was an eye opener for me going over there, coming out of high school, straight out of high school at first. So
it's hell of a lot bigger over there for the game and just every little aspect of it too, right? So being exposed to that, had to have been great experience for you, really. Yeah, and just being a fan, I'm sure, too, it was probably cool just to see this stuff.
Yeah, 100%, yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, man. And, to kind of bring it, again, back home, so you went over to Oakland for a bit, got that experience, and then come back for the Saints. We'll talk a little bit about that. It was a rough year for the team, but, again, you got to play at home, and that's where it kind of started for you.
Yeah, throughout my whole life, basically, Now I got even another opportunity to play, play
yeah.
for my family and the fans and whatever at home. It's just a cool experience, man. At first, I didn't even believe it. I thought it was so surreal. I was like, man, is this even happening?
Yeah.
So I'm just blessed and thankful for the opportunity that, you know, Darius and Bill Jones gave me, you know, to play under these guys and learn and play, because we have some, you know, pretty good guards. So, I mean, just to learn from these guys and then so I can, you know, develop myself personally behind these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So then when my time is right, you know, I'll be able to do what I can and like, help the team win in any way that I can help.
And that's what it's all about, right? Everyone does their part to get those wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And, you know, again, like you're new, you're, well, you know, first year as pro, you're kind of the rookie. So I'm starting to learn that this team is stacked, man. There's a lot of talent on here. I mean, obviously a lot of new faces, but some stellar athletes and talent. So to be around these guys, it's probably crazy for you. Like you said, you're just like, what's going on right now?
Oh, man. Like, I remember the first day coming into training camp, and it was like, I was just like, I remember coming in and then just putting on my shoes, and I looked up and I see that dude like do a windmill and a 360 and all that stuff, and I was like, oh my goodness, like, you know what I mean? I was like, yo, like, I'm not used to seeing all this from playing at like St. Clair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And a lot of these guys play like in Division One basketball.
Oh yeah.
Division Two, so obviously the competition is more difficult. It's better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am, just a guy from St. Clair who haven't played, like, and on top of that, I haven't played in like 3-4 years.
Yeah.
Because of COVID, stopped me for about 2 years.
Yeah.
The year prior to COVID, I didn't play. So, I mean, the fact that I was coming in like 3-4 years, and these guys, some of these guys are coming off like fresh off of like other leagues and Division One basketball, and it's like, it was like, man, the talent, and it was ridiculous, man. Like,
yeah.
Ridiculous. Some of the stuff I've never even seen and been a part of, right? So it was just an eye-opener. It was new to me. Like, it was new to me.
Yeah. Like I said, it's eye-opening, and it's like, you know, now I'm part of this, right?
Yeah, you know what I mean? And the fact that it's like, it took me so long. Like, I'm literally just now, like, starting to realize, like, okay, yeah, I'm a part of the team now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's been, like, 3 weeks into the season. So it's like, and just now I'm just slowly starting to calm down and get comfortable and confident around some of these guys. So.
Yeah. Well, it must still be a little bit of a weird feeling because you haven't actually had that chance to play like a game, right?
Yeah. I haven't even had that chance to play yet. So it's like the most I've been doing so far has just been practicing with these guys, you know what I mean? And just learning off of just practice, you know? So, I mean, like I said, though, a lot of these guards, though, like on this team, they're like, their leadership too is like out of this world. Like,
yeah.
Been times where like I've already talked to like our starting point guard Tejada, you know, and Marcus Anderson, where you know, like they'll put you aside. If you make a mistake, they'll put you inside and be like, yo, like that. So
yeah, I mean, and you can see that in the games too. You can see the you know, all the players kind of stepping up and coaching. Billy White again too, another veteran to be around. Some very good company you have right now.
Yeah. I'm not complaining.
Yeah,
and the fact that like they could like pull you inside and like talk to you respectfully, yeah, instead of like, you know what I mean, like bashing you, that's what I like too. Like, they pull you aside and talk to you respectfully instead of like, you know what I mean,
like, yeah, instead of putting you down in front of everybody.
Yeah, you know what I mean, like, cause some players do that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, tough love can be good, but like sometimes it's just not, it's not the answer, right?
Yeah, sometimes it's not the answer. So like these guys will pull you aside and talk to you like respectfully as a man.
Yeah,
that's what I like.
But that's the reality of it, reality of it too, is that you guys are all men now. I mean, you came from playing high school, playing college, those transition periods in life. Now everyone's a grown-ass man and here to do the same thing, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's cool, though, because we talk about all this, and really what I'm hearing in my head is opportunity, and there's a lot of it, and the NBL of Canada and the Windsor Express, just being here in Windsor, gives people like you and many others great opportunity to play this great game, and again to do it at home. Everything seems to be falling in place pretty well.
Yeah, that's basically how I look at it, man. It's just like I said, I'm thankful for the opportunity that they gave me, because they didn't have to give me the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So the fact that I came to them and asked them, hey, like, you know, like I'm ready and stuff like that. So now they're giving me the opportunity to develop myself and get better and get back into game speed, because because I'm still learning. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I'm fully not in game speed yet, right?
Yeah.
So, plus, I have an injury too that I'm trying to recover off of. So it's like it's hard, but I mean, at the end of the day, like I can't complain because I'm given this opportunity. You know what I mean? Like, some people are not given this opportunity.
Absolutely. And it's part of being a pro athlete, man.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen.
Yeah, it is. It's what it is, pretty much.
Again, probably pretty surreal for you to hear that. But before we kind of, I want to talk about, you know, getting on the Express. I know you reached out to them, and obviously things worked out. But before you even got there, you mentioned, you know, after St. Clair, you had taken a break. You had spent some time with Loyalist College in Belleville, so. Probably just, again, opportunities, just anything that arises that might be the best fit for you, you're willing to take, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So that being said, you know, obviously the pandemic happens. We're on hold for 2 years, feels longer. But, you know, you see the NBL Canada is returning and you decide to kind of reach out to the team, and that's how it all started, right?
That's basically how, like, pretty much everything went. Like, when I realized that the NBL was coming back, because there was a point in time, too, where the NBL was supposed to come back, but then they postponed it again.
Yes.
So, now the time where it was finalized and they're actually coming back, that's when I went and talked to Dardis myself. And I spoke to Dardis about, you know, some things and told him, like, hey, like, I'm ready to be a professional basketball player, you know, because they know me since I was high school, so probably even younger. But I came to Dardis and I was like, hey, like, you know, I'm ready. So me and him had like a talk, had a speech or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then, yeah, they ended up talking to coach, and then I ended up having a conversation with the coach. And then, yeah, they said, okay, here's your opportunity. So it's what you make out of it.
Yeah.
We'll open the door for you, but you gotta, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta go and get it. Let's see what you do with the opportunity. So
yeah, again, you're in the real world now, right? So it's like you got to do the work to get where you want to be.
Oh, it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Being a professional athlete is crazy, man. Like, it's a totally different atmosphere than college and university.
Yeah. And it's only been a couple of weeks, so again, imagine that feeling when you get to step on the court for the first time, at least in Windsor, right?
Yeah, you know, I ain't gonna lie to you. I might shed tears, man.
Yeah, no, that's a big deal, man.
First time I step on the court, I might shed a quick tear and then, you know, get serious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe while Dardis is doing his introduction, no one will really see us. So, but you know, it's a big deal, man. It's a big deal to get to that stage anywhere in the world, but yet alone, you know, again, your whole friends and family are going to be able to come and watch.
Yeah, that's the best part, man. Because, you know, like, the fact that my mom, my dad, and everybody else that I care about can come and watch me, you know what I mean? That gives me like some form of like comfort too. The fact that like the people that have been there for me since day one are there to watch me now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of like me being all the way in like Europe or wherever, and they have to watch me on computer or whatever, you know?
Yep.
So the fact that I got my family like and my friends with me, that gives me more comfort to sit there and say, okay, like, yeah, like, you know, like I want to play. Like the fact that I get to play for Windsor and these guys, it feels good.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say. You know, it gives you some comfortability just knowing not only that you're at home, but that you have, you know, that support in the crowd watching you.
Yeah, the support. Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge, man. It's so big, and again, it all kind of ties into the local group. Obviously, you've seen this team from a young age and wanted to be part of that group. I'm sure. With that all being said, working under Coach Bill Jones has got to be a huge honor and probably a big deal for you.
Oh, 100%. I mean, times where I used to, like, give him the paper sheets and stuff like that, I've always, like, wanted to play, like, the part of me always wanted to play under, like, for Bill Jones, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact that now I'm actually playing for him and I get to see more of, like, how he is and how he coaches and how he is, like, as a man and as a person. Man, he's probably one of the most respectful, like, coolest guys I've ever met. Like, I ain't even gonna lie to you, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he always has your back for anything. Like, he always makes sure that you're good. Like, just basically what you want in a coach, he has it. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Plus more, right? He's actually, he's a fantastic, like, a great guy. You can't say anything bad about Bill.
No, I there's nothing that I can honestly, I can't even think of anything to sit there and say, like, yeah, he does this. Yeah, I don't like what he does.
No.
No, he's just a great guy.
Yeah. It's kind of scary how likable some people can be, right?
Yeah, you know?
So what are you hiding?
You know?
Fuck, man. It's pretty cool, though. Again, this is obviously why I wanted to have you on the show. Fit perfectly. Like, you know, Windsor guy playing in Windsor, not only college, but now in our pro team that we are, you know, pretty lucky to have here. We talked about it kind of throughout the show, too, but I want to kind of start to wrap it up with talking about this team this year. You talked about the veteran leadership and just the talent that we have. But, you know, what's kind of been impressing you, you know, kind of observing for now?
The game speed.
Yeah. Especially last game, eh?
Yeah. The game speed is basically what opens my mouth the most. Like, the way how fast and quick these guys are. And then on top of that, the way how aggressive and the intensity of the game is totally different than, like I said, it's totally different than high school and college. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't even think that there was another level after college, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you can't get much, like, better than, you can get better, but it's not like, there's not like a big difference, but I'm telling you, when there's a big difference, the game speed, how aggressive these guys are, the intensity, it's not even necessarily your skill, it's just more or less the pressure and all these other, like, little things that add up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And amplified by 100, right? Like, it's not like, you've been there before, you've done this thing, but now it's just times 10.
Yeah, it's like times 10, and you're like, holy, like, there's another level, holy crap.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
it's... Yeah, I'd probably say the game speed is probably what mostly got me so far.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Again, it's top, it's a great product that they have. That's the thing that a lot of people might not realize as well, is that this league, the skill in this league and the speed. And again, something else I was going to mention too is you probably seen that in your transition from high school to college, right? Again.
Oh, yeah.
So it's happening all over.
Yeah, but like the thing is though, like from high school to college, it was a big jump, but it wasn't like, I can't say it was like, it wasn't as big as from college to pro. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I remember like grade 8 to grade 9, I was like, holy snap, there's a big difference from elementary to high school. And then grade 12 to college, I'm like, man, these guys are quick and fast. But then it's like, from college to pro, I'm like, nah, man, like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I just picture your eyes getting wider and wider every every 4 years.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, and especially like for me, I haven't played in like 4 years, so it's kind of like me starting from scratch too on top of that, right? It's not like I jumped from college to right into pros. So.
No, and that had to have been a real tough thing for the last year or two or three, right? Is like, where am I going to go and when and how? There's probably a lot of uncertainty, right?
Yeah, there was a lot of uncertainty. There was a point in time where I was like, man, like, I was even doubting myself, like, should I, like, just call it quits and, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just do something with myself, or should I continue fighting and, like, trying to find a place, blah, blah, this and that? And then that's when the Express gave me an opportunity. They just opened a door for me. So I was like, man.
Yeah.
You know? So I just took it.
Well, then it was meant to be, right? You're questioning that. And then you get an opportunity, and you get it right here at home, man.
Yeah, right at home. That's the best part.
Honestly, it is. You know, I don't got to go anywhere. I'm sure a lot of the guys are coming to you, too, looking for, you know, where should we go for food or for drinks?
Yeah.
Or...
Yeah, 100%, man. They talk about the food. They talk about, like, clothing and stuff like that. They talk about restaurants. And I'm just like, and sometimes I don't even want to tell them, because it's like, if it doesn't fit to like their standards, they'll come back at me talking about, bro, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about? So I'm just like, whatever, man. Like,
yeah.
One name and just go with it. Whatever you guys want
to
go.
Yeah. So I guess you're probably trying to, you know, be safe with that. Because again, a lot of guys not from Canada alone, Windsor. Is there anything that you threw out there, like penalty box or anything? Like?
I threw out John Max.
Two for one on Tuesdays and Thursdays, baby.
Yeah, that's what I told them. It's a 2-for-1 wing. They got boneless and traditional. They'll tell me traditional because, you know, they think boneless is for punks, but I mean, they will keep dissing me because I eat boneless, so it's like,
well,
I don't say anything. But.
You probably already know this, but PSA for everyone listening, now on Thursdays, it's boneless only for 2-for-1 at John Max.
Oh, really? I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, I learned that last Thursday, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
You want to see me there then this Thursday?
All right, brother. Well, this has been great, man, to tell your story and talk some Windsor stuff on the podcast. I really appreciate you coming on and chatting with me.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it, man. And I like what you do, too, man, so keep it up, man.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that. Huge thanks goes out to Shawan Anderson for taking the time to chat with me on the Wind City Sports podcast. Again, sorry for the technical difficulties there, some feedback on the phone, but nevertheless, I wanted to get that interview out. It was a good one, regardless of the technical difficulties. So still a cool story to tell here on the podcast. And again, a local guy, a Windsor guy who grew up kind of idolizing this team and the Windsor Express that we had right here in Windsor, and now he gets to be part of it. So very cool stuff, again, coming from that local sports community and the basketball community as well, that, still getting back on its feet, I guess. But nevertheless, we are going to have more news on some basketball here in Windsor. We'll kick things off with our Windsor Lancers, all sports, but we'll start off with basketball. Although it wasn't a good year for our Lancers basketball teams, the playoffs did kick off this week, with the women's team losing to Guelph 77-67, the final score, and the men's team losing 101-77 to Lakehead to end both of their 2022 seasons. Although Windsor's Thomas Kennedy achieved quite the astonishing accomplishment this week with 1,000 career points for the Lancers. Very impressive stuff. I believe only in 3 years, too. Maybe two. We'll switch it over to St. Clair Saints Athletics for a little bit to talk about our basketball teams. The men's basketball team went to the final, the OCAA Championship Final in their division against Humber, with a 9-2 record, or sorry, 7-2 record throughout the season. They lost to Humber 87-70, a close game, a battle, and one of their only losses of the year lands the men's with a silver medal in the OCAA Championship for 2022. And things were very parallel for the women's, as the women's team lost to Humber as well in the OCAA Championship, picking up the silver medal in a 103-91 final for the Humber College going over our St. Clair Saints. So both teams impressive this year, undefeated were the women's team, and pushing both to gold medal games, unfortunately both receiving the silver, but to get there. Basketball St. Clair is growing and is huge right now. Great program to be a part of. Switching back over to the Lancers now quickly, the men's hockey team lost to York University 4-2 in the final of the first round of the playoffs, ending their season. But the track and field team shined at the OUA Championships this week. Nicholas Neri claimed the Lancers' lone gold medal in the men's 300-meter race with a time of 43.87. Sydney Patterson captured her second medal of the championship on Saturday with a bronze medal in the women's 1500 meter. And also on Saturday, the men's 4x400 meter relay team of Ben Tilson, Noah Waldman, Cole Hannum, and Liwichel Jean claimed silver in the event with a time of 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Some other news and accomplishments as we run down here towards the end of the show. Windsor Spitfires Wyatt Johnson has achieved the 100-point mark of the year, for this year, better yet, joining the 100-point club and the first of our Windsor Spitfires to do so. And in Windsor Express news, some signing that has gone pretty quiet is a signing in Jordan Bedford. He came from the TBL. He played for the Daytona Flight, and he put up 42 points in one game. So obviously that game against our Windsor Express impressed the coaches and staff here, and reached out to him. We're able to get him to sign a contract with our Express. So that is a huge pickup to an already pretty stacked team who are facing a lot of adversity just in the NBL of Canada realm. Some tough competition for sure. For you jiu-jitsu fans out there, as we had Max Hansen on a few weeks ago, Dante Leon from Windsor, he's going to be taking on the ranks of ADCC 2022 yet again. He's competed before, and he is officially slated into that event earlier this week. And finally, Windsor native and past guest of the show, Spider Jones, has been awarded the Order of Ontario, a news article posted on Windsor Star. It is on our Twitter, along with a lot of other news, local sports news, getting you caught up always, even if you're not listening to the podcast. But that is it this week on the Wind City Sports Podcast. My name is Drake DeMore, and I'm here every Monday with a brand new episode of the podcast featuring interviews with local athletes, coaches, entrepreneurs, and more. Available anywhere podcasts are found, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever it may be, at WinCity_sports and all social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Give us a like, follow, subscribe yet again, and review on any app you might use or podcast app you might use or social media. And you can also follow me, Drake DeMore, on Twitter and Instagram, at Drake DeMore. But until next time, smell you later.